Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people.
And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Miranda Devine is stumped again.
Oh, boy.
She's so confused. So are we. Headline, Mysteries is New York Post. Mystery deepens as to why it took the FBI nearly 5 years to finally bust the suspected January 6th pipe bomber.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Now, I don't know if you saw this over the weekend. The lying mainstream media was trying to paint this guy as MAGA. Yeah, and they're really sloppy in how they did it. Oh, he bought into some of the conspiracy theories about the election being stolen. Mm. Okay, your friends at the Associated Press printed that. What's your source?
Mm-hmm.
Secret sources.
Oh, okay.
One unnamed source, which worked out really well for the Washington Post recently. Hank Sifkin gave the kill order right there. He saw him on a video and he said, kill him. It didn't happen.
Nope.
So that, it's what happens. You get your news from the Washington Post. It's fake. By the way, I got a question. Are we, getting a warrant? Are we doing any searches to find out who the sources for the Washington Post were? Because discussing that strike, that's a crime. You can't just call up the Washington Post and do that. Lying about that strike is a crime as well. It's espionage. We going to prosecute these people or no? Because if we don't start prosecuting these people, it's going to get really, really messy for the Trump regime. I mean, they all expected to be fired by now. They can't believe they still have their jobs. And they're getting a little restless. They're getting a little bored. They're starting to launch hoaxes again. Have you noticed? Now, you look at that Hegseth hoax. That was the first major hoax. They always go the same way with a leak from the intelligence agencies that's used against the Trump agenda, Trump regime, Trump agenda. It always goes the same way. Yeah. They're running hoaxes again. Why? Because they're now confident enough to come out of their little rat holes, their little hidey holes. They're doing it again. That's what happens when you leave them there. You leave them embedded inside these agencies. But anyway.
We warned them about this,
yes,
didn't we?
They were very quiet. It was nice for a while because they were afraid. Now they are so bold, they just figure, well, I'll just do whatever I want. I'm going to break some laws. I'm going to leak some stuff. I just, whatever laws that don't apply to me still, and here we go. Mm-hmm. Now, there's a mystery here, okay? Because this pipe bombing mastermind, pipe bomber, such a mastermind, he managed to elude the FBI for 5 years. Described by his grandmother as, quote, very naive, he's almost autistic-like, because he doesn't understand a lot of stuff. He's slow. He may be 30, but he's got a mind, the mind of a 16-year-old. She says she can't picture him doing this, not because he's a nice guy, but because he just doesn't have the wits to pull it off.
Sound like grandma threw him under the bus there.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, she also says he's not MAGA, just so we're clear, but I'm sure the Associated Press will call her right away for a quote on that. I like to hit you with Associated Press because I know it gets your blood pressure up. I know. They're your friends, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. They drive poor Lee crazy. Anyway, so they're trying to figure this out, okay? Here's where we are. Mike Benz pointed this out over the weekend. There's about a month left on the statute of limitations for the FBI agents who told, well, it's actually one agent who told Congress that they couldn't get this guy because his cell phone data was corrupted. In other words, they went to not one, not two, but three cell phone providers and got the cell phone data. They could have easily triangulated it and geolocated it and caught this guy. But what they told the Republicans in Congress in 2023 is, well, the data was corrupted. Well, we know from John Solomon's reporting at Just the News that Jim Jordan and Matt Gaetz went to the cell phone companies and said, hey, was that data corrupted? And they're like, nah, nothing wrong with it. It was good. No corruption?
Yeah.
Nope. Clear as a bell. Okay. So Mike Benz is all over X this morning going, look, no. Our side's already starting to spin it as incompetence, FBI's incompetent, couldn't catch. That's not what this is. That's not what this is. And Miranda Devine, who's had about enough of the FBI for the last month, is saying the same thing. No. We need to go in there and look at this. She writes, this was, after all, the FBI that managed to round up and charge 1,500 supporters of Donald Trump who set foot anywhere vaguely near the Capitol, tracking them down through cell phone pings and video footage. Yet with all its technical ability, Christopher Wray's FBI somehow missed the phone used by the suspect in the vicinity of the Democrat National Committee and Republican National Committee headquarters on the evening of January 5th when the pipe bombs were planted.
I mean, heck, we have county sheriff's offices that can use this type of technique and nab people that are suspected of things in short order, too.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Oh, I mean, if you would like, we can do it for you downstairs.
Well,
I mean,
yes.
we sell that to our customers. Right. It's the same technology, you know, where we actually can triangulate any business and say, hey, you know, your foot traffic's down by 5% over last month. But hey, here's where all your customers live. Would you like us to contact them for you? Because we can literally geolocate cell phone to anybody can buy it. It's like. We sell it every, you know, we do a great job for it. By the way, if you are a potential advertiser, you should use this stuff.
Please do.
It's really amazing to see it work. But the FBI has it. We have it. Half the free world has it. This is not hard stuff. You just need to geolocate it and go get this guy. They obviously perjured themselves before Congress saying that the data was corrupted. It wasn't.
Meanwhile, them calling themselves the greatest investigative body in the history of the world.
Oh, yeah, sure. Mm-hmm. So somehow this autistic, mentally 16 years old, slow man managed to outwit with the FBI for 5 years. But the other 1,500 there on January 6th did not manage to outwit the FBI for 5 years. No. So the second question becomes, okay, the video was tampered with. to make it hard to both the video that they released, both identify this guy, it was depixelated, and also use a gate analysis on it by the FBI. What they put out was not the original video. So Mike Benz online, he's great. He's just basically saying, we need chain of custody on that too. We need to find out whose idea was it to do that to the video to make it harder to catch the suspect. And there need to be definitely, and this is a great opportunity. Look, the guy who, the FBI agent who testified before Congress and said that the data was corrupted under oath, he lied. That's a felony, right? Let's get him, but let's get chain of custody. Was he lied to and he didn't know he was lying to Congress? Let's get the emails. Let's get the chain of custody of the evidence. Let's find out who were the agents who went to the cell phone companies, requested the data, who picked it up, who handled it. Was it ever corrupted? Or was that just a lie the whole time? And you always had the ability to get this guy anytime you want. Because think about that, Lee. If they left the pipe bomber out there, that's wow.
Yeah, what if something else had happened if he'd made another attempt? Yeah.
And it's probably because my guess would be he doesn't fit the narrative. He's black. He's not MAGA.
And so here's one detail that I read about, if this is accurate, because I think I read about it in the Associated Press, that actually the building where he placed the one at the DNC, Kamala Harris had been there.
Oh, yeah. She was in danger.
Yeah.
Yeah, they had the same thing with the RNC. I guess some Republican officials passed right by it and could have been hurt too.
Yeah.
Nothing.
So, you know, it makes you wonder.
Yeah. And there's other questions Miranda Devine's raising this morning. As quite frankly, I hope the FBI's, Cash Patel, Dan Mongino aren't sweeping this under the rug. She says by early February 2021, according to the congressional subcommittees who researched this, FBI agents have been assigned to interview people associated with 36 of the 186 phone numbers that, you know, pinged off the cell phone tower. That's not a big group of people if you want to find this pipe bomber. 98 still required additional investigative steps. A further 51 phone numbers were identified as not needing further action because, curiously enough, the phones belong to law enforcement officers or persons on the exclusion list. The FBI never told Congress what came of those leads and why it didn't follow up on some of them. And then the corrupted cell phone data, which turned out not to be corrupted at all. So we need answers to this. By the way, just so you know who Stephen D. Antuono is, he's the one who went before Congress and, I mean, he lied. I don't know why he lied, but he lied. He lied and said, no, cell phone data is corrupted. That's why we can't catch the pipe bomber. You know, he was the same agent who was assigned to the fake Gretchen Whitmer Fednapping case, where almost everyone involved in the Fednapping was a Fed, so they could make it seem like Trump supporters were going crazy and kidnapping governors. Yeah. So he also led the controversial FBI raid on Trump's home, Mar-a-Lago, in August 2022. So great guy. Maybe we should have a conversation or two with him because it looks like he committed a crime.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.